Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph.
Okay, you guys, so we're switching it up a little bit. I feel like we've had some like fun episodes before, but like today I think we want to really dive into some self-care stuff or things that we're doing personally to really become the best versions of ourselves. The type of inner work we're doing, the type of homework we're doing. By homework, I mean like for our own bodies. Like I feel like our bodies are a home to our soul, so I feel like that's so important as well. And yeah, we're just kind of telling you guys what we're doing in our lives, the type of lifestyle we're living these days that is like really resonating with us both. And I know like Steph has been on this journey, and I've recently started this journey too. So Steph, take it away. Tell us what's happening in your life that you're just feeling amazing about.
Okay, well, I'm down 10 pounds.
I know, you're looking so good. You look so good.
Thank you. I've been like really focused on my health and like really doing the work and researching like sustainable and really healthy approaches to getting the results that I want. So like my goals are to just live a really healthy lifestyle, be there for my kids, be able to run around with them, be active with them, and just feel really good. And part of that was changing up the way that I eat and reducing my alcohol intake. So recently I went through 6 weeks of zero alcohol. And at first, when I first started, like I remember the first weekend, I was like,
really? Raging.
I was so irritated. Really? Yeah. Well, because I was like, I don't know. I was cutting
calories.
Did
everything together. It was like cold turkey kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, I was like going through because I'll get into this, but basically like in order to see like really good results in terms of like fitness, you really need to be eating at maintenance, I would say the majority of the time. But then in terms of like fat loss, you need to do a calorie deficit. So I was in a calorie deficit. I'm not in it anymore, but I was at that time. And then I also stopped drinking alcohol. So I was in a calorie deficit, and I was going through not drinking for the first time. And like on the weekends, that's kind of like what we do, is like invite friends over. We're like making cocktails, just laughing, talking in the kitchen. And it was my first weekend of that. And we had friends over and they were all drinking. And I was just like,
oh my God, no, I know what you mean. You're like, you know, I'm like, not pregnant, but I'm doing this to myself right now.
Yeah. And so like getting through that first week was challenging. But after that, like, I have never felt such clarity and just like feeling like my best self by like doing this cleanse and completely going cold turkey with not drinking, getting my rest, like really being very intentional about going to sleep on time, waking up at a certain time, and just like using my time really wisely, getting really active in the gym. And I really think it helped make my calorie deficit really impactful because I was so like focused. I'm back in maintenance now where I eat like just a normal amount of calories. I eat like 2000 calories a day, which is like the normal amount that most people eat. But still working out and all of that. But I just feel really,
I mean, you're looking really good. I can see like every week when you're posting, like your muscles, like your arms have like really good definition in them now too. So whatever you're doing is working really well, girl.
Thank you. Yeah, I found a couple of like Instagram accounts and I had to like just hone in on like, okay, what are my goals? What do I really want to do? And like I said, it was living a healthy lifestyle, but then also I did want to get toned and build muscle. And I never really understood what that meant in terms of like, how do you lose fat? How do you gain muscle? And so I was working with a coach who really helped help me understand like what I should be eating, what my macros should be. I started following a fitness program and
good for you. Really good. So how long did it take you to lose the 10 pounds once you like actually started, you know, being super consistent with it? Because I think consistency at the end of it is key for like doing anything.
Yeah. So it was honestly, I started in December 2021. So it's been a journey, a process. And so
about 10 months.
October.
But then I guess you weren't, didn't cut down on like your alcohol and all of that, like immediately. Like it's been a slow process, like you're saying, right? But like once it clicked, you had that aha moment. You kind of got to your goals like super fast.
Yeah. I mean, I was like making progress throughout the beginning of the year. I did WW, which is what Weight Watchers calls itself now. So I was doing that, but I kind of realized like, okay, I really love this program.
Was it sustainable for you though, I guess?
It was sustainable, but in terms of like knowing how many calories you're eating, I really needed to get my macros together. Cause I felt like, I was like, okay, this is a good program, but in terms of like me really trimming down and doing like meeting my goals, I need to be very specific. So in a cut, I had to stop WW and like really focus on my macros. Now that I'm in maintenance, like I could do WW and like be totally fine. But but eating healthy and working out consistently from the end of last year to now is kind of what got me to this point. And I'm happy with that because I feel like it's sustainable. Like I don't not eat anything. I still eat pizza. I still have dessert. Like I feel really good. I'm just very aware of my macros, which is basically like your fat, your carbs, and your protein.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I feel is sustainable. You know, I think when you have those like fad things where like absolutely no carbs.
I think your body naturally needs carbs. So like any kind of diets that you're doing with no carbs is just like not sustainable in the long run. I don't know how people still fall for it. Like some people have the willpower to do it, but like I would say majority of the people do not have the willpower to do that. And like a lot of people just like, you know, that's like where the binging happens. Like you stop and you're controlling yourself and then all of a sudden you're just like, I need carbs. Like a raging animal.
I didn't want to be like that. Yeah. Yeah. There are no bad foods. I mean, there's some bad foods, but like everything in moderation is kind of how I feel. And I really ask myself, like, is it worth it? You know?
Yeah. Like, is it worth the calories basically?
Yeah. Is this going to help me get to my goals basically? And sometimes I really don't care. Like there was one night, you know, I'm going to eat this. And then, you know, it doesn't like completely derail everything. Like it's totally fine. I think having a really healthy outlook on food and having a good relationship.
Yeah, I totally agree with that
too. And that's, that's been a part of the journey too, is just like realizing, you know, it's not that it's bad. It's just, what are your goals?
Yeah. No, I totally get that. I think that's definitely a part of adulting that we don't think about. Like all these things are like finally clicking to me, like the way they didn't. Before I used to be like a full on gym rat. Like I would do like the craziest workouts. Like I was doing F45 and I was doing like other kind of HIIT workouts, or I would just be like lifting weights at the gym, like a crazy person. And I think like just because I put my body through so much, like I definitely maintained a certain weight. And then when I moved to Austin, I kind of just like my life went upside down and I did not work out or eat healthy for like a year. And I gained like 10 pounds. And I've just recently started feeling like, okay, well, I need to like do something about this, because this is like, sometimes I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like not even recognizing myself these days. I'm like, I don't remember my face ever looking this way. So I'm like, definitely, I think it took me a while to kind of understand all of this. But like, for me, it's been more of like an intuitive journey of like mind, body, and soul, where I'm really focusing on everything that I need to do to like have that connection between mind, body, and soul. So for me, it's been more about, okay, well, how do I find workouts that are actually sustainable for me that I can do every single day? Because I feel like whenever you're like trying to go on this journey of like weight loss or becoming the best version of yourself, like consistency is key. Like if you're not doing it consistently, you might as well just forget it. Like, I mean, if you're eating healthy food once a week and you're eating bad food like six times out of the week, like what kind of results are you even getting? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's kind of like where I've been too, and taking my rest days. Like I work out 4 days a week. I was working out 5 days a week and I started realizing like,
yeah,
my body is tired and like it's okay to rest. And I found a program and someone who like really celebrates rest days, and that's kind of been where I'm at.
Yeah, or even active rest. I actually just recently read this article that was talking about how HIIT workouts, really intense workouts, are not made for like men and women the same way, because women's bodies are like completely different, like because of like our hormones and the makeup of our bodies. Like usually really high intensity or super intense workouts don't agree with us majority of the month, because it just creates a lot of like cortisol in our body, like when you're putting yourself through so much stress, that sometimes your body can start having like the adverse reaction of like holding on to fat because it's always like stressed out. So it's a good way of like you should find balance in your workouts. Like even if you like doing HIIT or whatever, like maybe do some days where you're doing yoga or Pilates or even just walking. You know, I think the key is to move your body every day. It is what I truly believe in. Like it doesn't have to be super intense. Like maybe you can just go for a walk, like if you have a rest day or whatever. I think it is important to stay active every day, but it doesn't have to be like killing yourself active every day.
Yeah, I like recently learned about non-exercise activity, which is like NEAT is the abbreviation. And so that's exactly what it is. It's keeping your body moving, because there's this Instagram account I follow. Her name is The Gym Nurse. And I have like fallen in love with this woman. I literally love her. She eats real food. She works. She's active. She looks amazing, but she keeps it so real. And that was like kind of an aha moment for me as well. It was like, you know, being active, and it's not running. Like she doesn't run. It's just like walking, like literally just get up and go for a walk. Like I'm sitting down right now doing this podcast, but I know that I haven't gotten all of my steps in for the day. Like I'm aiming for 8,000 to 10,000 steps per day. And so like at night when I pick up Zoe, I try to walk around the neighborhood. And so I do that on rest days, and I try to do that every day if I can, if I haven't had an active day. Like some days are more active than others, but we don't realize how important just like getting up.
Oh, it completely changed my mindset. I have to go for a 30-minute walk every day, whether it's like, of course, with Humphrey, I stay more active. But even when I'm working out these days, I'm doing like an extra 30-minute walk. Like some days I'm doing like a crazy incline walk and sweating bullets. But then some days I'm just doing a normal walk. Like, you know, it doesn't need to be on incline or whatever. As long as you're getting your steps in, I think it, of course, like varies. Like if you're really working out your body really hard with like muscular stuff, of course, you can't just be like running afterwards or whatever. I don't think running is the best form of activity. It's like way too hard on your joints. So I'm like, you know, I feel like runners, like unless you really know how to run and maintain your body, if you're a runner, I don't think it's sustainable for most people. If anything, it just like injures you more than anything. Like it's really terrible for your knees, for your joints. Like it's like, I think walking is definitely like the best exercise. And I think like there are now so many studies are coming out that suggest that as well. Like it increases your life expectancy like 50 to 70% just walking every day, like 7,000 to 10,000 steps. Isn't that insane?
Yeah. I mean, there's so much research behind it. I wish more people would look into it. Because like sometimes when we're so focused on like outer beauty and all of that in terms of like fitness and whatnot, we forget about like what happens 40 years from now. Like I want to be able to be walking around. I want to be able to feel like really healthy. Like, you know, it's focusing on what you can do for your body to be your best
in the future as well. Yeah, for sure.
Remove the vanity part of it. Like, how are you going to be able to walk around, you know, your house, your neighborhood 20, 30, 40 years from now? Like, are you setting yourself
up for success? and your health as well. I mean, of course, like, you know, health is like something we all have to pay so much attention to, as especially now that we're getting older. Like I feel like it's so important. I definitely cannot eat like I used to when I was in my 20s. My body is obviously not processing it the way it used to when I was in my 20s, so I have to be more careful about that. And when you're in your 30s, I think that's like a big factor, because Steph and I, when we were both in Canada, we did not drink. Well, I drank at the very last day. She didn't drink at all. And I think like for me too, I've been on this like journey of no alcohol, and it seriously feels amazing to me. I don't think like I'm doing it, I don't think I did it in a way where I wasn't drinking for like 6 weeks on end, or at least I didn't think about it that way. I wasn't really counting the days, but I was definitely doing it for long periods of time. Like if my friends are in town and it's a special occasion or whatever, like I'll drink. But even now, like I'm not like overdoing it. Like I'm probably having like 3 drinks and that's my maximum. And then after that, I just start sipping water, because for me, like being hungover as an adult, a full blown adult, is just not the vibe. Like for me, I'm just like, why am I poisoning my body to the point that I'm feeling this way? Like it's not okay for me. So I don't like to do that anymore. And I completely agree with what you're saying, Steph. Like the clarity comes with it. You can get to your goals faster, because like as long as you have alcohol in your body cannot like get rid of any kind of fat or calories, because your body's trying to get rid of like the toxic alcohol. So just imagine, like, this is why people gain so much weight if they're like eating and drinking, you know, because it just like kind of counteracts everything and your body's just like in this constant state of getting rid of the alcohol, so it doesn't have time to get rid of the food. So it's just definitely like a bad thing to do, which is why I think personally alcohol is like not the vibe anymore. Like I'll drink it, but like not a lot. But then also for me, finding sustainable workouts has been like completely different. Like these days I'm really into walking and I'm really into Pilates. And I found like this, I feel like this was like a very, she was famous during COVID. I think that's when she really became like blew up. Her name is Melissa Wood Health. I love her app. I think it's like $105 for a year, which is like so cheap. Cheaper than any Pilates class ever. And they're all home workouts and they're all like 20 minutes or 22 minutes or 5 minutes or 8 minutes. It's just very, very doable, but like they're actually workouts that help you feel tight. And I've only been doing this for like 2 weeks and I'm like shook. I'm like waking up every day and my body feels like tight, like really toned. And it's such like a weird feeling because I did not expect the results to come so fast. I was like, okay, well, I mean, we'll give it a try. We'll see what happens. But now I'm like obsessed. And it's so easy to do as well. I'm like, I have 1 hour in my day where I'm really going to devote to my body. So I'll do like a Melissa Wood Health workout. And then I do a 30-minute walk on the treadmill. I do either incline or just like flat, depending on the type of workout I have, depending on my energy levels, how I'm feeling that day. But whatever it is, I'm just moving my body. And then I'm also doing like meditation. All right, yeah. Have you ever tried doing meditation consistently, Steph?
Not consistently. And I do pray and
yeah, like, I feel like that's a form of meditation. It could definitely be a form of meditation.
Yeah.
I love that. So if anything that kind of centers you and brings you to your why and helps you just like align with yourself, I think it's so important to do.
No, I totally agree. I love that, like that quiet time and that
just yes, to recenter is key. I love that. Again. Yeah. If you guys don't meditate or pray, highly suggest it. I think it's just such a game changer. I've also not been looking at my phone the second I wake up, and that definitely took some effort on my part. Oh, girl, it is a game changer. I don't look at my phone until I'm done. Like, I wake up immediately. As soon as I wake up, I turn my phone on. I go to, like, a meditation. You can find it on YouTube. They have guided meditations. Melissa Wood Health has, like, a bunch on her app, so I'm doing hers as well. I just find her voice really soothing. And she does, like, a lot of breath work. So, like, as soon as I wake up, I'll do, like, a meditation, like, 10 or 15 minutes. I get out of bed. I go work out immediately, and then I take Humphrey out, I'll eat my breakfast, and then I get on to my phone. Like, and it makes a huge difference. So then when I'm walking, I'm listening to a podcast or I'm listening to like something that is going to add value to my life. Like either I'm learning something or I'm listening to people that have let me have like a different perspective on life and how to view things, like, or listening to like an audiobook. Like, I think it's so important to give yourself time. It's just like, I don't know. I don't know any other way to do it, honestly. Like, I don't think I could ever go back. And I think being a parent is like really hard. Like, I'm sure like there'll be a juggling point in my life, like once I'm a parent as well. But I think like to be able to be your best version for yourself first, like I think you can actually then be a better version of yourself to others. Like you can be a better mom, a better friend, a better sister, a better coworker. Like I really do think like everybody needs to carve out some time in their life, and that should be an absolute priority. Like it has to be, because otherwise you just lose yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I definitely feel like I have like my moments, but it involves my phone. So I'm open to, you know, trying and seeing how I can maybe like start my day without it.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you have to do what works best for you and what's most sustainable for you and your lifestyle. But like, I guess like this is something that's like really helped me. And it's helping me, and it's helping me change like my mindset.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious, honestly. I just want to see like what
try it. Try it on the weekend and see. Maybe on the weekend you can have a little bit more time or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that a lot. I mean, I feel like we're both kind of on this journey of trying to really optimize our lives, like really like get the most
and out like of really look inward and like do a lot of like self work in that sense. Like, what do I need to be the best version of myself? And I think like taking care of yourself is like the most basic need that you absolutely have to fulfill.
Absolutely. Like for me, when I think about like what I'm eating and being active and weightlifting, it's really more so about like feeling
energetic
and doing it. Yeah. Doing it for 60 or 70 year old Stephanie. Like I want to feel like I can still get around and rumble tumble with my grandkids, great grandkids, like thinking about like my future self.
Exactly. Like, I love that. And,
yeah. So it's not always, it's not always a vanity thing. And that's something that I hope more people will, grasp. And then like I definitely will say, like, if you are kind of on a path where you're maybe like wanting to make a health change, a fitness change, want to like build muscle or whatever, I highly recommend the Instagram page that I mentioned. I really love the Gym Nurse. Like,
yeah, there you go. Fan.
Like, I'm a Gym
Nurse. I love it. And I'm a Melissa Wood health stan. So you just have to do whatever works best, you know, like whatever works for you and yourself. As long as you have consistency, you will always come out ahead. Like, of course, like if you love HIIT workouts, girl, you do you. But as long as you're doing it consistently, you know, I think that that is definitely key.
Yeah. And you also have to fuel your body. Like one thing I realized, like, I kind of slowed down on my cardio right now while I'm at maintenance, just because I realized like I lift weights 4 times a week, and I was also doing cardio 4 times a week, plus my just like everyday steps, like just my normal non-exercise activity, walking. And I realized like I'm burning almost too many calories. Like I'm not trying to lose weight. I'm trying to fuel my body so that when I'm lifting weights and I'm, you know, in the gym, I'm able to really like build a strong foundation so that when I go into my next cut, then I'll be ready to trim. That's when I'll re-up cardio again. So you got to figure out what works for you, but I've had a lot of like aha moments just in this journey, and a lot of like the patterns and routines that I was doing, they weren't really healthy or beneficial for me long term.
That makes sense.
Do your research.
It's a learning process. Yeah. There's always going to be ups and downs. I think like everybody goes through that. It's a very natural thing. Like, of course, I didn't get to all of this, like what I'm doing right now immediately. Like, it definitely took me a long time. But for me, it was more like, okay, well, I just have to be realistic with my routine. Like, if I'm dreading a workout before I'm even going to it, then that workout isn't for me.
Yeah, totally. Like I'm excited to go to the gym. So that's how I knew like, okay, I found something that works for
me. And of course, like eating is of course like 80% of it. Like you have to eat well.
Oh yeah. I mean, literally I would say 95% of it, honestly. Like what you consume has so much impact on literally everything. There's this girl I follow. She doesn't even do ab workouts because she's like, abs are made in the kitchen. Like you can do sit-ups all you want, but like, it's what you're eating.
No, I totally get that.
It's so eye-opening. But yeah, I mean, I love this journey that we're on.
Also,
together.
One other thing, this is so random that I'm throwing this in here, but another thing that I'm doing is dry brushing. It's kind of controversial, but I love it. Okay, so dry brushing what is essentially mean? Like you get, it's a special brush and like you can get it on Amazon, but make sure that you get like soft bristles. But essentially before you get into the shower every day, you kind of like brush like the top part of your skin. And there's a very specific way to do it because it's meant for like lymphatic drainage and for your skin to like release toxins for your body to like process it. So before you do this thing, if you want to try dry brushing, please make sure that you're doing your research and like looking at YouTube videos on how to do it, etc., before you start. But it's essentially a way to like flush out any kind of toxins or even cellulite in your skin. And it's supposed to have like drastic benefits. And I only started doing this like a week ago. Some people say that you only need to do it once or twice a week. Some people are saying you can do it 3 to 5 times a week. Some people say they do it every day. I've been doing it every day. And I really like it. You also do not need to put a lot of pressure onto it because it's literally like the top surface of your skin. So like it exfoliates your skin. Essentially, you're kind of brushing in like short or long strokes. There are definitely different ways of doing this too, but like towards your heart or towards like major lymph nodes in your body, like on your collarbone and your groin, behind your knees, like kind of just stuff where like the lymph nodes help flush all of this stuff out from your body. And literally, it's like the weirdest feeling. Like, I'll do this, and you're supposed to do this like right before you shower, and then you shower. And I've been taking like cold showers too, a little bit, just kind of, it helps. Like, for me, it just like wakes me up. It kind of wakes my cells up. It's like really refreshing to me. You have to get used to it, but oh my God, it's like this feeling for like 2 hours after I've done like dry brushing and taking like a cold shower. Like, my body like feels tingly, but in like the best way possible. I cannot describe it to you other than that. You have to try it to believe it, but like it just feels rejuvenated, and I don't know how else to say it. But like, it's so funny, and I know it's working because every time I dry brush, I have to pee so much throughout the day, and I can tell that it's like my body releasing things and whatever, like toxins or whatever it might be. So I know it's working, and it's supposed to like help like get rid of any kind of cellulite on your skin. And I've seen so many videos of people doing like before and afters of like dry brushing with cellulite, and it totally works. But again, it has to be like consistent, and everything takes time. You should do the research and see what you think, if it's for you.
I'm gonna check it out. I'm really intrigued. Like, you've got my wheels turning.
You should definitely, yes, it is interesting. And of course, like, I'm not saying you have to do it one way or the other, but you know, it's like a new thing that you can learn about. And if you feel that it's important for you, or if you feel like you can add it into your lifestyle, then definitely do it. But again, like I'm saying, make sure you read about how you're supposed to do it, how often, whatever you think is best for you, you do that. But I'm just telling you what's best for me.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, no, I think so. I mean, I think that goes with everything we're saying in this podcast. Like, you got to do your own research, of course, and do what works for you. But, you know, I'm kind of intrigued by what you just
said. You got to look into it. For me, I feel like now I'm starting to get a little bit of cellulite on like my bum area. So I'm like, okay, well, let me just see if this helps. Yeah, it's worth a shot. Exactly. For me, it's definitely worth a shot. And Melissa Wood Health talks about it all the time. Her name is not Melissa Wood Health, okay? Her name is Melissa Wood Tepperberg. That's just like her handle. But oh, I love her. I just love to like find people that like inspire me. Like, I love following people that inspire me to be the best version of myself. So I just follow the gym nurse. I'm gonna check her out. I'm gonna go on a deep dive after we are done with this episode.
Yeah, I like that she just promotes healthy eating and like really digs into the negative impacts of like dieting and diet culture and how it actually is not beneficial for your long-term goals, and how like people who have been dieting for a long period of time, why they're probably no longer losing weight, or like they're at a standstill. And I don't know. It's just like, there's a lot of information there. And, you know, I of course look at her stuff, and then I'll do like my own research, and I'm like, oh, okay, well that makes sense. You know, I don't know. I guess for me, I realize your body can adapt to a certain amount of calories. So I unintentionally have always had like kind of a low calorie life, just because maybe like in the morning I'm busy with the kids and I realize I haven't eaten breakfast. I eat breakfast maybe at 11 and then I'm busy throughout the day. I'm working, have a light lunch and then have a little dinner. But when I started actually tracking what I was eating, I realized like, oh, I'm not eating that many calories in a day. And my body, but I wasn't hungry. And so my body had kind of adapted to that. And so that's why like I track my food and I'm eating, trying to make sure I'm eating 2000 calories a day. And when you are eating at maintenance and then when you go into a deficit, that's why you're able to see more results. Because if you're always eating at low calorie, then your body is just maintaining at that low calorie.
Right. And then you can't even work out hard enough to like get to the point where you want to go because you won't have any energy.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, I've just learned so much and I'm still learning.
I also like that she's giving tips for women over 40, which I think like so many people need that in their lives at this point. Like, you know what I mean? It's high time that we start talking about like, okay, well, you know, because I mean, men, dude, their bodies, I feel like even their hormones are just so stable. They're not like women. They are not like us. We have so many different like periods and cycles that we go through as a woman, just like from the 20s to the 30s to the 40s and menopause. Like our bodies work completely different. And I'm happy that people are talking about this and like providing more information and resources. So like when you do get to your 40s, okay, how do you do this now? You know what I mean? I'm happy that there's more emphasis on that now.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there has to be. And yeah, I feel like she does a really nice job. I liked her because she's relatable. Like she's older. Like I've followed other gym people and like I'm not in my 20s anymore. I'm in my 30s, but I'm not quite in my 40s. So like trying to find someone who was relatable, I kind of liked looking ahead versus looking at someone who doesn't have children and who's got this perfect fitness body.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not, that's just not realistic for most people. I totally get that. Yeah, okay, I hope you guys got some tips. I hope you guys get a little bit inspired. I kind of want to know what everybody else is doing too. Like, I'm so into this. I can definitely talk about this for hours on end. But yeah, this has been a long episode, so we need to cut it short now. We'll wrap it up. We'll come back to it. We'll give you guys some updates. Maybe in a few months. Tell you more about our journey and what we've discovered.
Okay.
Until next time, please rate us. We would so appreciate it. So much. See you guys. Bye.
See you next week.